welcome to episode 3 of the Who Is She podcast.
Who is she? Who is she?
Who is she?
Who is she? Who is she?
You're better. You've had that vocal training though. Do you know what I mean?
Just do it as high as you can. Go on, try and make your voice go higher.
Who is she?
That was pretty good, actually.
Do you think so?
Yeah. Who is she? Who is she?
I think by the end of Big Brother 10, I'll have this down.
Yeah, we're gonna do it every single episode. We're gonna do a Who Is She practice, a Nikki practice.
Yeah, man, it's a good segment, man. I think people will get on board. In fact, if you're listening, just send your versions into us. I mean, all I want in the whole world is for my email inbox to be full of random people. Just
I just want there to be one message in there would be ideal, wouldn't it?
Just from my dad or something.
We should set one up though, so people can contact us somehow. Contact us through the Instagram. That's the best way.
How are you doing, Jen? All right?
I'm all right, thank you. Yeah, I got hay fever. I'm all fevered up.
Hey, I can trump that. I can trump your hay fever. Not that it's a competition.
Oh God, what have you got? AIDS.
Not again, no. But I.
You can delete that bit out.
No, I ordered a. I had to order a coronavirus test yesterday.
A what test? A coronavirus. Google coronavirus.
That's good. Right, when we get into it, there's something that they said in this episode of Big Brother that I've really got to pull them up on it.
All right, well, we'll get there, won't we? But anyway, how are you? So you've got the coronavirus, yeah?
I haven't necessarily got it. I've got to piss in some sort of vial and send it back off to...
Do you have to piss in a vial? I thought you had to, like, swab your cheek or something.
I don't know. I've never done a home test before. I haven't really looked into it. I just ordered one. Basically...
Did you order it from Wish.com?
No, I got it from Wix. Do you remember the shop Wix?
Of course I remember. Wait, no, what? The website? Oh, Wix, W-I-C-K.
I didn't mean to say Wix. I meant to say Wilco. Do you remember Wilco?
Of course I remember Wilco.
That's where I got it from. I got it 2-for-1 on Wilco, and I got a little bucket with it as well, and for free.
It's like, it seems like the kind of thing you would buy with a pregnancy test.
I don't normally buy a pregnancy test. You can just, I just wait and see.
That's, I know you do, because that's why you're such a dad. I think we should do this every single season, like which kind of person we most identify with or who we are, you know.
I know your one.
Well, no, but I know your one. Yours is definitely Darren, like just staring at goldfish and like loving your kids all the time like a fucking loser. What's that about?
The only music video I've ever made, I made it in my kitchen, and it's just a black and white shot of a goldfish swimming about in a goldfish bowl.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's true then.
I'm Darren.
Who am I then?
Andy.
Andy? Fuck off, am I Andy? What are you on about?
You're such an Andy.
Fuck off, am I an Andy? What are you on about?
I think all Andys are the same as well. Do you know how, like, do you know Toy Story? Do you know the world's most famous Andy?
No, I've never heard of it.
In my opinion, the top two most famous Andys, it probably goes Andy from Toy Story first, and then way down, Andy Murray. But they're all the same. What do they say about Andy Murray? He's a fucking boring guy.
Oh my God, are you calling me boring?
I think so.
Do you know what, Riggs? The next time I see you, I am actually going to headbutt you. Like, I'm not even joking.
What a boring way of attacking someone.
Well, as we're on the subject of Andy, that this episode starts with Andy's birthday. And I think we both had a similar thought, which is like, this is technically episode 4. It's episode 3 of the podcast, but... as we said, one of the episodes is lost to the anus of time. But we both had a very similar thought, didn't we? Which is, who the fuck is Andy? Like, I think I roughly remember maybe hearing the name in the last couple of episodes, but I don't remember seeing him.
Andy's the guy who we thought in the episode 1 had had sex with a man.
Yeah, but when we were talking about that, I was just more like thinking about the conversation. I wasn't really thinking about who had said it, you know. Like, he really hasn't made an impact, has he? It's unfair. He should be up for eviction, really, because I don't even know who he is.
100% he should be up for eviction.
I think he just managed to get past it because it's his birthday.
One thing you can tell, you can just tell how boring he is, right? Because it's his birthday, right? They let his mum send him a present. And Big Brother just went, Andy's mum has sent Andy a birthday present. It's his favourite, ham and sweet corn pie.
Ham and sweet corn pie, you know. That sounds so rank.
Whose favourite is a ham and sweet corn pie?
When I used to be a kid and I used to eat meat as well.
Proper carnivore kid, weren't you?
I was mental for sausages. But anyway, my mum used to like buy us pies sometimes. And I never liked pie. Like, pie was like something that I just didn't like.
What?
I know, but the only pie that I did like, the only pie that I would accept, was a chicken and sweet corn pie. I kind of liked that. So I understand that.
You are an Andy! Listen to you! I called you off being an Andy. You were like, no, what are you calling me fucking boring? Now listen to you, man. Your pie's got sweet corn in it as well.
But I don't really like pies that much.
Yeah, and everyone says chicken. That's just the ham of the sky, innit?
Chickens don't even fly. I like fruit pies. I like a cherry pie. I like apple pie.
Nah, that's what you some sort of fucking yank. That's not a pie.
I'm American. Howdy, partner. To eat a cherry pie. Go Trump. Go football. But I'm not Andy. Andy's a dick. I'll tell you who I am. I am...
Who do you think you are?
I'm Big Brother.
No, fuck you, man. You always like... You're like, wouldn't it be so funny if all the housemates got voted out and the chicken won? And now you're like, oh, I'm just going to be Big Brother. You're Nick. That's who you are. You're fucking nasty Nick.
Oh, my God. I'm shook. I'm not Nick. That you've actually just offended me for the first time. Like, I'm not Nick. I'll be one of the chickens.
Why you have to pick a person? Why can't you just pick a person?
I don't want to pick a person. Because I don't like any of them, really. There's 10 in there, isn't there? But I can only think of 3.
I'm Craig's clay penis from episode 1.
You are Craig, to be fair.
What do you mean?
Because you're both northern.
I hate meat.
I hate meat. I'm Craig. I just tell it how it is. And I was doing all the fucking shingles, whatever.
Is that Scouse?
I thought it was good. I thought it was a good accent. Quite impressed by it.
When comedy comes back, it's only a matter of time before you go up and play in Liverpool, right? And I want anyone from Liverpool to listen to this to really fucking call you out on that fucking Scouse accent that you just tried to perform then.
So yeah, anyways, so it's Andrew's birthday. No one cares. I think, like, if it's your birthday and you're in Big Brother, I think time should kind of, like, stop for you, shouldn't it? I think everyone who goes into Big Brother house should just automatically become a Jehovah's Witness and not celebrate their birthday until they get back out.
Yeah, especially not in the first week or like this is the second week or whatever.
Maybe it was tactical. Maybe he's just saying it's his birthday so everyone feels sorry for him.
And then when his actual birthday rolls on, they'll be like, how long have we been in this fucking house for?
Hey, I've got something that I need to pull one of the Big Brother members up on, actually. One of the housemates. I know it was 20 years ago.
Are you saying you're calling one of the housemates to your diary room right now?
Oh, that's a nice segment. Call one of the housemates to Jen's "You're Cancelled" diary room. So listen, I know it was 20 years ago, but I want a segment where we pull up the because you know, like, people get cancelled now for like old tweets and things like that.
Oh yeah, it's the greatest thing in the world.
Yeah, I love it. But I want a segment now where we can cancel people from Big Brother from 20 years ago. So here we go. Ready?
Yeah.
Would Fleabag please come to the diary room?
Oh, I think I will come to the diary room, actually.
What's her name again?
Anna.
Anna. Would Anna the Fleabag, Phoebe Waller-Bridge, please come to the diary room to be counted? Okay, ready? Okay, so sit down, Fleabags. Big Brother has noticed that 20 years ago, you said that nomination was the original N-word. No, it's not, love. It's really not.
Yeah, she's gone.
But anyway, so yeah, so she's cancelled.
Anna's dead to me, I think.
If Anna from Big Brother Series 1 is on Twitter, let's get her off. Let's de-platform her.
You'd probably be able to catch her on Fleabag Reddit. On the Fleabag subreddit.
Is there a Fleabag subreddit?
Oh my God, it's crazy. Right, how many episodes of Fleabag were there?
12.
These people are talking about it all the time. Whenever they say they'll see like a celebrity wearing a coat or a similar bit of clothing that Fleabag wore in one of the episodes of fucking Fleabag, they'll be like, oh my God, Sarah Jessica Parker's wearing Fleabag's coat, and everyone will go fucking mad for it. And also, they do like fan art of the priest like every day.
I mean, it's nice that people have a place where they can go and meet other losers, isn't it? But at the end of the day, we're making this Big Brother themed podcast, so we can't let go of the past, can we?
Are you saying that we're no better than a Fleabag subreddit?
I'm not saying that. We're slightly better than a Fleabag subreddit, but you know, Fleabag was good. I liked Fleabag. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed the first series and some of the second series, so it's... Here's a question. What would your eviction outfit be? Because they were talking about eviction outfits. What would your eviction outfit be?
I think I'd go adult baby.
Adult baby, yeah? In a nappy?
Yeah.
Oh, I'd love that. That'd be so great. You just soil yourself as you walk out.
Davina, I've soiled myself.
Oh, that's who I'd be, Davina.
You're not allowed to be Davina.
Do you know what? When I was in school, people used to ask me if Davina McCall was my mum.
What?
Honestly.
Why?
Because I've got like a slightly big nose.
Because you're always trying to kick people out of getting people expelled from school and that.
That's true. That was me, yeah. It was because of my facial characteristics.
Hey, Darren, my high school bully from year 11. I've got you evicted, but watch this video of all your best bits.
Oh my God, I just realised that Big Brother is like a metaphor for death, isn't it? It's like, so if, oh my God, we could write like an essay about this. Like,
no,
like you know how people write on Reddit, people write those essays about, well, I don't really like Reddit, but I assume they do. There's like people write those essays of like, oh, the Rugrats is actually an allegory for mental health or something.
Yeah.
Big Brother is like an allegory for death, right? Because the house, the Big Brother house, is purgatory, right? And they're all waiting. And then when they get evicted, that's them going towards the light and finally meeting St. Peter at the gates, who is Davina McCall, and she shows them their best bits.
You've just equated Davina McCall to one of the original apostles.
Yeah. It makes sense. The ominous godly voice of Big Brother.
No one's going to the church of McCall.
I think I'm onto something here.
My name is Jen Ives and I worship at the altar of Davina McCall.
I worship at the altar of trance, mate.
This is my church. This is where I heal my hurts.
Can't get no sleep. Oh, I had a bit of a... There was a moment during this episode where I was like, oh my God, everything's falling into place. I can't believe it. Like, so there was that revelation about the sort of spiritual side of Big Brother, the biblical, theological side of the house. And also, the bit when Anna went into the diary to nominate the people she wanted to nominate, I was like, yes, she's talking directly to the camera. She's... just like Fleabag would. She's like... Yeah, I nominate Sada, Saucy, as she looks at the camera.
I side with Anna a little bit because she wants to kick Darren out for the same reason that I wanted to kick Darren out.
Which is what again? I can't remember.
I was like, wouldn't it be funny if he got voted out and the only thing he achieved from being in Big Brother House is missing his kid's first birthday?
Oh yeah, they're doing a kindness to him, aren't they? That's the thing, they're doing a kindness to him. Like, oh yeah, I'm just going to evict him because he misses his kids. But actually, what that is, that's cowardice on their part, right? Because they just want to evict someone... They want to try and find the good eviction, you know, but a good eviction doesn't count. Even though he misses his kids or whatever, I'm sure he would still prefer to, like, win Big Brother and, like, win the money for his kids or whatever.
The kids want him to go in there and do their family proud.
Exactly.
You know, and that's probably the same reason why he wore that denim hat all the way through the first week.
They want to see him on TV and go, that's my dad, the goldfish. I'd tell you what though, I really like Darren. I hope he's in it for a while because I called it in the last episode. I said Darren is a sweetheart. He is. I was a bit unsure about him at first, right? Because, you know, he was being a bit touchy and he's a bit like doing that sort of like, oh, you know, I'm doing Reiki kind of thing. But actually, Darren, he's quite nice. Like, there was a moment during this episode where he was talking to Sada because Sada is up for eviction. Sada and who else? Sada and
Caroline,
yeah. And he was like, oh no, you know, I don't, because Sada is basically threatening to leave. She's threatening to do a walkout. And he was like, no, you shouldn't. You should stay in the house. Because he genuinely did sound concerned because he was like, no, I genuinely think that if you leave, the press and everything is going to sort of like attack you and stuff. And I think he genuinely did sound like he cared about her, which is nice, compared to Nasty Nick, who's like creeping around being a complete tosser.
Well, you say that, but you know, when they announced who was up for nomination, which is Sada and Caroline, all of the lads just immediately went into the sort of boys' dorm, and then they were like, "Woo! Like we're safe from eviction." And then Sada threatened to walk out, and then they were like, "Oh shit!" Because now it means if she walks out, then they're going to pick the next person with the most amount of votes.
That's true.
And then all of a sudden, all of the boys, like Nick and Darren, were both like, "Oh, don't leave, don't leave." I think it's got more to do with the fact that if she leaves, then they might be up for eviction.
No, Craig and Nick, definitely, I would apply that to. But Darren wasn't dancing. Darren wasn't in that group. It was Craig, it was Nick, and it was flipping, what's his name, Invisible Andy. It was them.
Invisible Andy!
That's his new name, Invisible Andy. No, Darren is a sweetheart, and I stand by it.
You know he's not a real goldfish, don't you? You're not like, "Oh, look at that little goldfish." He is a guy.
To me, he's a cute little goldfish, and I'm enjoying it. I want to give him some flakes. And
I love the fact we've got nicknames for everyone. We've got Invisible Andy, Goldfish Darren, and fucking Fleabag Anna.
Of course we have.
Fleabag Anna sounds like a spaghetti western character.
Who's your favourite in the house? Like, let's imagine that we don't know who wins, and you know we're watching this in the year 2000. We're both a little bit sad about 9/11 still. We're also a little bit bummed out about the Millennium Dome. No, we're excited about the Millennium Dome. We're bummed out about 9/11. Yeah. And
Robin, we all love Robbie Williams.
We love Robbie Williams. We're in the playground. We're talking about, "Oh my God, have you seen the music video to Rock DJ? He rips his skin off."
And we've literally just survived the Millennium Bug as well.
We're pretty high on life, except for 9/11, which is a bit of a bummer. Well, that hasn't happened yet, has it?
Don't be upset about 9/11 beforehand. That's very suspect.
Oh no, I've revealed myself. There's going to be a subreddit of conspiracies about me. I can only hope. But yeah, so let's imagine that. And so who is your favourite in the house? Who do you want to win at this point?
The one who is like most interesting to watch is Nick, but he's not my favourite, but I do want him to be there.
Yeah.
My favourite is Nicola, I think.
Nicola?
Yeah.
Remind me who that is again.
But that's the bold one.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I like Nicola. Like, she's like, you know, she's getting involved. Like, she every single episode, she's got something different drawn on her face. You know what I mean? One time it was clay. This time, when she went into the diary room, there's a bit, right? Because it's Andy's birthday party, right? And they said that the housemates have drunk 4 bottles of champagne and 9 litres of cider. What kind of fucking absolutely scally party that is, do you know what I mean? Like, when they get, what a weird mix of drinks. It's like their big fat gypsy wedding
sounds
in there.
Sounds like a Friday night down the Glades Park in Sidcup when I'm 15.
And you're like, is that really champagne, or is that fucking, do you know what I mean? Do you get it from Lidl?
Yeah, it's definitely the Lidl brand champagne. I don't think Channel 4 is splashing out for anything more. Like, the contestants have been given a £5 lobster.
It's Andy's birthday, so Nicola gets a bit pissed, right? She gets a bit upset that Sada's up for nomination, so she goes into the diary room, and everyone's just drawn on her head like it's the end of school in year 11.
I know, I've screenshotted that, by the way.
But I mean, like, so the first episode, she was just fucking naked, covered in clay, just naked showering with Craig, and now here she is, her head's a fucking, do you know what I mean? She's a fucking walking canvas
yeah.
for the rest of the housemates.
I'm quite excited. I'm excited for her blue period, and maybe next week, a bit of Van Gogh, you know, it's going to be pretty impressive. Oh, how do you say it? Do you say Vincent Van Gogh or Van Gogh? Because I don't know what is right.
I say Vincent Van Gogh.
Van Gogh. You say Van Gogh.
Yeah, I say Van Gogh.
As the Dutch would say, Van Gogh, and the Welsh.
Do you say Monet or Monet?
I say Monet.
All right, okay, cool. I say Monet.
Do you say Monet?
Yeah.
Wasn't that Hannah Gadsby's special? I really like that Monet.
Fucking love
very,
Monet.
Very moving, Monet. Oh yeah, my favourite is Mel, I think. I really like Mel.
No, yeah, Mel's like a sort of every woman, though, isn't she? She's just sort
of... Yeah, that's why I like her. She seems chill, she seems nice, she seems normal.
That is such an Andy choice.
You are going to get head by it. Actually, do you know what? That's who I want to be. I think I'm Mel. Because I'm chill. Like, I'm not boring, I'm chill.
Yeah, Melanie's all right. I don't think she's got enough about her to really... She'll have to do, she's got to do something crazy. I'm surprised you don't want one of the more mad ones to stay.
No, because I think, like, with Big Brother, like, everyone is such a nutcase that you just kind of, you just want some normality a little bit. Like, you just need something to hold on to. Like, not, it's mental in there. It's like Vietnam.
I will say this, though. I think Caroline deserves to go. Have you ever, like, had, when you were, like, in school or anything, did you ever have a party around your friend's house where the sort of parents kind of got involved?
Oh, yeah, it's the mum. Caroline is your friend's mum.
Yeah, exactly, right? And then, but they're always really up for the party. Then all of a sudden, they'll be like too drunk by 8 o'clock. They'll make a pass at one of your fucking year 11 mates, and then they'll just be passed out in bed by like 10 o'clock at night. Do you know what I mean? Like that's Caroline.
But that's why I kind of like her, though. I do kind of like her. I prefer her to Sada.
Nah, but you want Sada to stay because Sada's gonna get fucking stuck in.
No, she's not. She's already proven that she won't stay. Even if she does stay, she's gonna walk, isn't she? She's a ticking time bomb, Riggs. She's not gonna stay.
Nah, she was never gonna leave, man. She was never gonna walk.
I reckon she is.
I want them to fucking all hate each other, basically, because that's what I want to watch.
I felt a little bit sorry for Sada, to be honest with you. Like, it's never nice to be in that position where everybody votes for you. I'm surprised she didn't vote for herself. literally everyone was voting for her.
She didn't think people were gonna vote for her. Like, do you remember in the first one, she was just like, I'm not really getting on with these boys. Like, they're intimidated by me. I'm too attractive. I'm a 10 and all boys are a 3. That's what she was saying.
Oh yeah.
That she said it again on this one. She was like, I just think I'm too much of a threat to them.
But like I said, I like that level of confidence and arrogance. I don't know.
Exactly. So Sada deserves to stay. Caroline's not really tributing anything. I thought Caroline would come in and all she was doing was talking about fucking people. So I thought she would come in. I thought she'd at least slept with Craig by now.
But she loves tea, doesn't she? Remember, that was a part of her personality.
Yeah, but I'm not just going to keep someone in the house to watch him drink tea. I mean, I like drinking tea, but I'm not going to watch. I don't want to watch people drink tea.
I don't know. I like that about her. I like that she drinks tea.
I don't know where you stand at all because you keep just saying how much you like about everybody.
Because I do like a lot of them. I think there's something to like in all of them, you know? Except Nick, he's a cunt.
Well, speaking of Nick, man, Nick went into the diary room to do his nominations, right? How many people are in the house? You're saying 10, but it doesn't feel like 10.
I know, it is 10, though, because at the start, it goes 10 people. Like, so it's definitely 10.
Well, can we just go through them all quickly?
Maybe it counts the chickens, I don't know.
Darren.
Oh, do we have to do this?
Sada. Caroline. Andy. Craig. Melanie. Anna. And I forgot Invisible Andy. There's 8 people. Where's the other two? Tom. I forgot Irish Tom.
Irish Tom, and there must be one more.
Who's Nicola, my favourite one.
There you go.
There is 10 people in the house, right? So if you live with 10 people for 2 weeks, the basic requirement is you at least remember everyone's name.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But you just would. Like, you don't even have to have talked to them that much. You just would know their name.
Hold on a minute. They were doing that last time. Do you remember that challenge where they had to remember all everyone's facts and stuff?
This is Nick all over. So he goes into the diary room to make his nominations, and he nominates Sada, and then he was just like, oh, I also want to nominate. And he just sits there going, Catherine? Catherine? Whoa, my mind's drawn a blank. Who is this person I've just been spending almost all my time with for the last 2 weeks? Who is it? And then he finally remembers. That can't be real, can it?
I like the reasons that they try and think up for nominating each other, especially at this early stage, they're all trying to be nice. Like, one of them is like, oh, you know, we're just like chalk and cheese. That's it. And they've got nothing against them. Just like chalk and cheese. Where does that saying come from, anyway?
Because chalk and cheese don't go together.
But listen, right, I like mature cheddar.
And I also like really nice, fine white chalk.
No, but there's this one that you can get. Like, the more mature you buy cheddar, the chalkier it gets.
Yeah, but maybe it comes from a time... Do you know, in the past where people like used to cut bread with like sawdust and that?
Did they?
Yeah, you know, in the war, like that was one of the main ways of getting around bulking out your rationing, was when they made the bread dough, they would add loads of sawdust into it.
I bet that was fucking horrible.
I mean, it doesn't sound ideal. I'll just stick to my Hovis, actually, thanks very much.
I think they still do that in Iceland.
75% sawdust.
Yeah, have you ever tried an Iceland loaf of bread?
Nah, I only go to Iceland for my frozen buffet food.
And I'm not being a snob either, because I don't mind Iceland. Like, there's stuff that I get from Iceland. I'm just saying they haven't got bread covered. Like, Aldi has really nice bread, and Lidl's bread is fine too. But Iceland. They just don't know what they're doing.
My friend from up north, Ben, once did a piss in a freezer in the back of Iceland, like in the shop.
In the freezer.
Yeah. So he went right to the back of the store and then opened a freezer and did a wee in it.
Did he work there?
No.
Why was he back there then?
No, but he was in the shop. Iceland's all freezers, isn't it? It was all frozen.
Oh, like the freezer.
Like where the food is.
Oh, I was thinking of like the big industrial freezer at the back.
We are focusing on the wrong bit of this story.
I know.
So let's hear more about this freezer.
Well, I used to work in Tesco, so it does pique my interest a little bit. Because we used to have, there's a big freezer out the back where they keep all the frozen stuff, obviously. And you can only open it from the outside. It's like one of those freezers.
It's a walk-in freezer, yeah.
Yeah, walk-in freezer.
So... Hey, I've seen a few walk-in freezers in my time. Don't you test me on that.
Yeah, it was a proper mess, though, in there. So just a note to the Hove branch of Tesco's Express. Sort your fucking freezer out.
I didn't expect my anecdote to end up being that, to be honest. You calling out Hove Tesco Express.
Well, actually, I mean, this friend of yours pissing in a freezer, I mean, that might seem like, haha, all fun and games or whatever, but I don't think they really realise the gravity of the situation. Those fridges and freezers, those chilled cabinets, they're one of the hardest things to clean in a supermarket because they've got the grates at the bottom and the staff can't access those grates. So, because I remember when I was working in Tesco's, we used to work right opposite this pub. So every night at about 10 o'clock, we shut at 11. So at 10 o'clock, when everybody would come out of the pub, you get all these like drunk young people coming in. I remember this group of girls came in once and they opened the milk fridge and one of them just vommed all in the milk fridge. And milk is like the stinkiest thing, like when it's like, you know, when sometimes milk spills or whatever and it just stinks. And it was just this mix of sick and milk all in the grate. And we couldn't even do anything about it. They had to call somebody out the next day to come and suck it all out with like a nasty old industrial vomit munching Henry.
Henry's a fucking skank, isn't he? Do you know what I mean? He'll just...
he's an absolute beast. I tell you what, him and Henrietta are fucking made for each other. Dirty cunts they are.
I've got this image of all the different Henrys in the factory just having this fucking horrible Hoover orgy.
They're dirt, aren't they? It's such Henry. Dirt. I hate him.
Do you know what I mean? He never. Do you know what I mean? He's such a sub, isn't he, Henry?
No, Henry's a. Do you reckon? Oh no, he is a sub, isn't he? Yeah.
Yeah, because he's just sucking up all the like suck that up, Henry, you dirty bitch.
Yeah, and Hetty. Is it Hetty, the other one? Hetty.
Oh, I just keep it Henry, man. I've never.
Hold on, I'm gonna look them all up. This is fun. Hold on, I want to know what they all are called. Hold on, Henry Hoover names.
Would you watch a series of Big Brother with just all the different Henry Hoovers?
Oh my god, that is such a good idea. Okay, do you want to know their names?
That house would be so clean.
So shall we, let's, wait, let me find them all, and then we can...
Hang on, on our Big Brother podcast, you didn't want me to list the names of the housemates on the current series of Big Brother that we're actually watching, but you're more than happy to sit there and Google all the different names of every Henry Hoover yeah. that exists.
Okay, so we could do our own Big Brother. Oh, we should do our own Henry Big Brother. So, okay.
Oh, my.
First. So, obviously. Would Henry please come to the diary room? Who are you evicting?
And they're all looking around at each other like, which one's Henry again? I've fucking forgotten.
Oh, come on. Henry's the main one. But then it's like, Henry's in there. He's in the diary room. And he's like, to be honest with you, Big Brother, I'm evicting Hetty and Charles. there's a James, there's a Harry. Harry's the green one. James is the blue one because he's high performance vacuum. He's like industrial grade.
Is there one for medical spills and biological waste?
Probably the yellow one, I'd imagine. Yellow is usually the colour for that.
What's the yellow one called?
I think he's just called Henry Professional. I know. There's some discontinued ones that don't exist anymore.
Adolf.
Henry Turbo. Basil. Basil was the yellow one. Basil, yellow, lower cost version of Henry, which was also available in red, blue and green. Its colour was later changed to lime green when it was released as a Halloween special edition in 2005.
Instead of when you turn it on, it just goes, woo!
There's an Edward.
I, I'm really upset to find out that you can get the other members of the Hoover family in red.
Oh my god, listen to this. Wendy, Pneumatic's first female vacuum cleaner. She's a suffragette vacuum cleaner.
What colour is she?
Green, which is good.
Yeah, that's good. I thought I was all ready for you to say pink then.
No, Hetty is pink, isn't she?
Yeah, Hetty's Caroline, I think.
Are we going to assign different Hoovers to each housemate?
Yeah, well, Craig's Henry, isn't he?
Craig's Henry, yeah.
Nick can be that fucking
yellow one. Yes.
Basil.
Yeah. Horrible yellow Nick. Ugh. Wait. Andy is the grey one. His one is called MVP 180. He hasn't even got a name. Oh, that's
invisible Andy. The only things he can suck up are ham and sweet corn.
I'm going to do a Photoshop of all the Henrys in the Big Brother house.
On the subject of Nasty Nick, I've written down this note. I've said that Nick has got pickup artist energy.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he totally does, doesn't he?
Yeah, like, because, you know, like, everything he says is, like, just... It's like, because basically he like isolated both like Sada and Caroline, who they're both up for eviction. And when he got them on their own and was just sort of like just being like really weird and like creepy, like towards being like, oh, you've got your, even if you do get voted out, you've got your whole life ahead of you. Like, they've been in the house for 2 weeks. This is what this is a normal like family holiday so far. Of course, they got their whole lives ahead of them. Why is he telling them that for?
He's like gaslighting everybody. And he's like, he's playing a game, isn't he? And that famous pick artist book is called The Game. He totally is like a pickup artist. He's like, it's funny because in the first couple of episodes we were like, oh, I haven't really seen him being that slimy yet, but now it's like episode 4 and he's just like a complete dirt. He's dirt.
I personally think that Nasty Nick is going to turn out to be a wrong'un.
I think he is. I don't know what I'm basing it on, but I think he's going to be pretty nasty.
And also, it could get much worse because there was a bit in this episode where Craig was teaching him how to do UFC.
Really? What, pre-UFC?
Yeah, well, he was teaching him how to kick. Anyway, it was like when you kick a person, you want to just get them right on the thigh there. And he was just doing demonstrations of it. And all the first thing I thought about was, you know, in episode 1 where it really felt like Craig had kidnapped a lot of women.
Yeah.
Well, all of the women in the house hate Craig, and now he's teaching Nick how to beat up women.
They don't all hate Craig.
Yes, they do. So Craig went into the house, and then he went into the diary room and was like, I'd like to vote out Caroline because she's got a well annoying laugh. Plus, she's been mocking everyone's accents. And it's like, no, Craig, she's not been mocking everyone's accents, Craig. She's been mocking your accent.
Leave Craig alone. He's an angel. You know, like, sometimes the editors can be a bit crafty, can't they? They can be a little bit like, you know what they're doing. And one of my favourite moments in this one was Sada, where just after she found out she was up for eviction, she straight away, she went, listen, guys, it's totally cool with me. I'm completely fine with it. No hard feelings. And everyone was like, oh, well done, Sada. Yeah, no hard feelings. Then Big Brother's like, Sada is crying in the
I'm walking out!
Hard cut to Sada in tears.
I don't know if you've ever been up for any sort of competition, but like more often than not, you'll be there being like, oh, I could win this, and then somebody else wins it, and then you've got to do that Hollywood, like, Oscars, like, immediately, like, oh, I didn't care. Like, immediate brave face.
Riggs, I like that you say, oh, I don't know if you've ever been up for any kind of competition. There was that comedy competition that I beat you in.
No, and you can't. No, first of all, I beat you.
Right. Okay. Well, this is a good underdog story. Go on. So yes. Well, you say you beat me. Yeah. I don't. You beat me. I don't know how. Go on. You tell it then. Tell the story.
Yeah. So we went down. We did the. So it was the Laughing Horse, New Act of the Year competition, and my name was basically. Or they had already started to chisel it into the plaque because I won. Because I won the Brighton Heat at the Quadrant. I fucking smashed it because it was an audience vote and no one in the audience knew there was a comedy competition going to happen because it was billed as Best of the Fringe instead of the Laughing Horse New Act of the Year. And two random people who didn't know what was going on voted that I was the funniest person that night. You got through on a technicality as a wild card. So you were lucky to even be there. And I would have gone further in that had I not done my pork medallions joke.
Can you please do it now for the listeners?
This has been, this is, this has been your dream. This is the pinnacle of you, me and you making podcasts together. You've been like, one day, I bet you don't do any more episodes of this podcast after I say this.
No, it was all leading up to this point. It's a bit like Shutter Island. It's like, I just devised it just for this.
How can you spot a pig gangster?
I don't know. How do you spot a pig gangster?
Pork medallions.
Does it give you like anxiety and chills thinking about the tumbleweeds that you received from that night?
Oh my god! I've just spat over my microphone. You ever done a joke? I mean, you're gonna lie, right? But everyone who's listening, be prepared for one of the classic Jen Ives lies, right? But have you ever told a joke on stage that has just got such is bombed so hard that you actually there's like minus silence in the room, like you someone's opened an airlock into space and all of the air's been sucked out of the room. That's what happened when I hit them with that fucking absolutely just fucking, that is a joke for your grandma, that's a joke for your children. Do you know what I mean? And I even set it up, which is probably why I said this is probably why, another reason why it didn't work. But I said sometimes I like to write jokes that are for all the family.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm sure I have had those moments. I just can't remember what joke it was. Just,
I knew that you were going to say no.
I didn't say no. Anyway.
Yeah, but you sort of said no.
Anyway, so, but just to give the listener a bit of closure. So, long story short, I went on to come second in that competition, so it's fine.
You went on to do what, sorry?
No, nothing. I just went on to come second in that competition, so it's fine.
Oh, okay. So not first then.
Not first, but you know, second's still pretty amazing. You know, it's still. I mean, all those people that I beat and got to perform at the Bill Murray, and you know, it was. You know, I lost to Janine Haruni, and you know, fair enough. She's amazing, very talented. We're just different acts, you know. And second place is you know, sometimes people say that second place is a good place to be. You know, you've seen it in competition.
Who says that?
Me. Every night when I'm crying.
Second place is fine.
I'm too underground. That's the thing. I'm quite underground, so second place is.
I actually prefer silver.
It's classier, isn't it? It's classier. Gold's a bit tacky, isn't it?
Right, fair enough. I'll concede it. You beat me in that particular comedy competition. Well, going back to Big Brother, you can tell straight away who has nominated who, because as soon as they announce who's up for eviction, everyone's poker face just completely. They're all sat there like in silence, like no one's saying anything. They announce Sada and Caroline are up for eviction, and then everyone was just like, "Oh, unlucky Sada! I didn't expect you to be voted out."
Yeah, I know. Oldest trick in the book, that one.
Yeah, it was Craig. It was Craig straight away.
Craig.
Yeah. Do you? I don't feel like Caroline's really been mocking his scouts. I mean, the thing is, with accents, I don't know if you get this, but if I was in that house for 2 weeks with someone who was really scouts like that, I would also be doing his accent when I was talking to him sometimes.
Yeah, like if I was in there with like an Australian person, I would always be like, "Hello, mate." That's not straight. I'm like, "You're hey, hi, howdy, how you doing? How you doing there?"
If I saw an Australian, I'd be like, "Hello, mate! Hello! How you doing, mate?"
If I saw a British person in there, I'd be like, "All right, governor! How the fuck you doing?"
Like the fucking Artful Dodger.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a question.
Go on.
You know, Sada, she said that no matter what happens, she's going to invite everyone to her book launch.
Yeah.
What fucking book is that then?
Do you think it's a Big Brother related book, or is it some sort of like pretend Reiki book?
Well, that was my first impression of it. When she first said that everyone could come to her book signing, I assumed that she actually had already written a book maybe then, because it sounded very like authoritative, very much like she's got a book. I thought she was like, yeah, my first initial thought was it was some kind of like crystal healing book or something. But no, actually, I think it's more likely that she's, you know, she'd be the first person in Britain to ever be evicted from Big Brother. She probably thinks, yeah, I could probably get a book out of this.
This is what I think it is. So, you know, Darren was saying that if you walk out, the press are going to like vilify you and everyone's going to be like up against you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I think that she was like, oh, okay, well, in that case, if I walk out, then you can all come to my book launch.
That's what I think.
Yeah, because then she would write a book about all of the hate that she got or whatever. And she'd write a really long novel about that 2 weeks she spent in the Big Brother house.
Yeah, exactly.
What would Sada call her book, do you think?
Sada to see you go.
The Sada saga.
Oh, I like it.
Saddam Hussein.
The fall of Saddam Hussein. Sada's nails.
Sada's nails. Yeah, that was good. I like that bit. So you say you've met, you know these housemates for like 2 weeks, and to be honest, I can't remember the last half an hour. I don't know if we've done this bit or not, but who would you vote out now at this point?
So imagining that I had been living there with them, who would I want?
So, hello, Jen.
Hi.
Who would be your nominations?
Hi, Big Brother.
For this week's eviction.
At this point, I would probably vote out Fleabags because she said the original N-word.
I think that's a more valid reason than a lot of the reasons they gave. I would like to vote out Andy just because I don't know who he is.
Yeah, Andy and Fleabags, I'd say. But because of peer pressure, because everybody is voting for Sada, I'd probably just vote for Sada.
Yeah, but you don't know that though, do you?
I do, because I'd be like...
You'd be like Nick.
Yeah, I'd be like Nick.
Let's see, you are like Nick!
I'm not like Nick, I was just joking.
Yeah, you're an Andy or a Nick. You're fucking Nandy. Nando's.
I'm not Nandy Nando's. Right, is there anything else that you want to say, Riggs? Or is that it?
They kept saying Sky Electric.
Yeah, well, maybe they only had one of them.
What do you mean they only had one of them?
One of them is Sky Electric. Two of them is Sky Electrics.
No, it's not.
Can I just say, Sky Electric's like the worst game ever.
Oh man, that was such a bad choice. That's classic Andy all over, isn't it? Why? He just bowed to Pierre. Everyone just started shouting Sky Electric at the top of the voice. And he went into the diary room and they were like, for your birthday, which game would you like the housemates to play? And he was like, Sky Electric's, because I was obviously going to choose that. And we were like, of course you were obviously going to choose that, Andy. It's because you're a fucking little sheep, mate. Fuck off, Andy.
Also, I think he went for it because it's the one game that had the least amount of physical contact associated with it. Like, it's one that you can do far away from each other. Like, the other options were like Twister and I don't know, what was the other one, like the blowjob game or something.
Fleabags went, as soon as they announced the games, Fleabags went straight in with shouting Twister. Fleabags can't wait to get them all into a little game of Twister.
I know, but you can play Twister without the mat, can't you? You don't really need it.
You can play Twister on your own.
Can you?
No, I was just trying to paint a really sad image of my childhood. I just got into it. I got no one to spin the dial.
Oh, I'll tell you what, when I was a kid, we were so poor, all we had was the dial. That's all we had.
I can't go to work today. My right foot's on red. Yeah, oh no, I was going to say, it doesn't matter really, but I was just going to talk about how fucking softly spoken Tom is. He went into the diary room, like Irish Tom, and was just like, and he just got quieter and quieter as he did the nominations. He was like fading away in front of our eyes, you know what I mean? He was just like...
I know, he's so airy, he's just going to turn into a flute.
Hello, I'd like to nominate Caroline for the...
For the N-word, the nomination.
Do you know, fun fact about Ireland is we've never even had any means of doing any yoga in Ireland.
never heard of yoga before. Only baby Jesus.
Only the baby Jesus. The original N-word in Ireland was Northern Ireland. I love how much the nominations tear them apart. Just tear the whole fucking house apart. Any friendships that have been built up over that week just get fucking torn out when the nominations come.
Yeah, I mean, it must be really easy to forget that you're playing a game when you're just like living day to day. But then when Big Brother comes in and reminds you, like, wake up, people. Wake up, sheeple. You're playing a game. You're in a game. Oh my God, Big Brother is actually a metaphor for the Matrix, I've just realised.
Look at you coming out of fucking all these different metaphors for Big Brother. You're watching it in a completely different way to me. Like, because, like, you're like, oh, look at the theological, like, comparisons you can draw to this series of Big Brother. And I've written things like, today the housemates had porridge for breakfast. And there was a lot of tension.
One of my notes is just, Mel voted for Craig because he sleeps too much.
Yeah, that's true, man. And then you were like, yeah, I like Mel. Yeah, I like Mel. She likes people who are up and about like farmers in the morning. 5 a.m. in the morning, Mel's up, do you know what I mean? Tending those chickens.
I do like Mel because even that, even that is quite a likeable reason to evict somebody. You know, she's quite silly with it. She's just like, you know, not a big deal. Like, I just voted for him because he sleeps too much. That's funny. That's not, it's not too personal. It's just chill. She's chill.
It's funny until that person gets voted out, and then you voted him out for a fucking dumbass reason.
Yeah, but if you were being shown your best bits from your life by guardian angel Davina McCall, by flipping St. Peter herself, and someone evicted me out, say, and then they showed me after I left the video. If someone said, oh, you know, I voted Jen out because she's a complete fucking bitch, obviously I'd feel sad. If someone said, oh, I voted Jen out because I don't know, she eats too many Pop-Tarts or whatever, I'd be like, yeah, fair.
I make a little Pop-Tart fort in the kitchen sometimes.
I don't know why I even said that. I really don't like Pop-Tarts. I think they're probably like one of the most disgusting things ever.
I've never had one.
Oh, they're rancid. They taste like, you know when you watch an American film and they're like eating like nasty American food, like some kind of weird toast with like a, I don't know, like cream on it or whatever they eat.
I've had American pancakes with whipped cream and scrambled egg on them before.
Oh, I've had that as well. It's dirt. Like, why do they do that?
No, it's amazing.
No, it isn't. I don't want some nasty old lard on the top of it. Dirt. That's what it tastes like as well. It tastes like industrial lard just slopped on the top of pancakes. And then they put like, I don't know, milk on it or whatever. And then they put like some nasty old bit of like bacon on the side that's like not even proper bacon. It's just like some scraggly little piece of bacon.
Says you with your Linda McCartney substitute bacon that looks the same raw and cooked.
I don't eat Linda McCartney substitute bacon. I've got a vegetarian bacon hack, actually.
Oh, you got a vegetarian bacon hat?
Hack.
All right, don't would you please stop shouting hack at me on our podcast?
I'm a New Zealand rugby player. No, it's like, so this is my hack, this is for my veggie listeners. If you want to make some realistic, like, well, it's not perfect, but it's the best I've managed to come up with, right? Don't buy corn bacon, which corn bacon is actually very good, to be fair, but don't buy it, because what you can do is just buy the corn ham, which is universally recognised as being pretty darn good. Get a frying pan, fry the corn ham in a frying pan with olive oil and lots of salt, not too much salt, but a little bit of salt, and some pepper. And then it turns into bacon.
Ah, there you go, a little life hack. I actually quite like corn mince when I have a spag bol. I prefer it to beef most of the time because it's so much less greasy.
So does my dad. He said the exact same thing. He loves the vegetarian bolognese more so than real bolognese. And he really likes Richmond vegetarian sausages. They're really good. They really do taste like real sausages. It's really weird.
Before we go, I've been listening to a few other podcasts. I posted a tweet about this earlier on, but I feel like we should address it. There's a lot of comedy podcasts from people that we know, and because we're, I don't know when we're releasing this, but we're currently in a sort of coronavirus lockdown situation. So on their podcast, they think it's funny to be like Dare 3000 of lockdown in the Geordie accent, and I feel like since we're going to be putting out this Big Brother podcast, then I'd just like to put out like a cease and desist to all of the and like, you know, get out of our territory, get off our fucking turf, or we'll fucking rush you.
What you're doing here is you are opening up the fridge freezer of podcasts and you are pissing into it to mark your territory.
Yeah.
How's that for a callback / metaphor?
Yeah, and Iceland is the internet.
Iceland is the internet, and the people are the bread.
Yeah. The people are the bread!
Yeah, because they're shit.
The sawdust bread.
Yeah.
People equals sawdust bread is one of the lesser known Slipknot songs, isn't it?
And you're Henry.
And you're fucking Basil. But I'm just saying, do you not agree with me? I think that we, like, stop doing Big Brother stuff. We don't do, like, oh, I'm a, you know, comedian from London bit on our podcast, do we?
Well, look, listen, I mean, I agree with you in the sense that people need to stay off our turf, right? Because this was our idea, firstly. Also, I don't know if you've noticed, I sent you a link to it, but tomorrow night, I think it is, there is a special Channel 4 programme hosted by Davina McCall, where it's called, like, Remembering the Best Bits of Big Brother or whatever, and they're going to, like, go through all of the old best episodes and stuff, and, like, just fuck off, because this is our thing.
Even though that's your... Are you like a fallen angel from the Church of McCall now? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, we're Lucifer, and she is, I don't know, whatever. she's the good one. Jesus. Saint Jesus.
Yeah, so this has been the Who Is She podcast.
Who is she?
Who is she?
Who is she? Who is she?
Episode 3, we found out that Sada and Caroline are both up for eviction. Sada took it really well. In fact, she immediately threatened to just walk out of the house. Caroline, like a drunk mum at a party, has just sort of accepted it, got drunk on 9 litres of cider, and is, to be honest, in my opinion, going to be the one to leave. What else we found out? Nick is just really earning his nasty namesake. Have you got anything to add about this episode to summarise?
Well, I don't understand what you're doing right now.
I'm summarizing the episode.
But why?
Because it's a podcast. You got to summarize.
But we just did. We just went through it. We can't summarize our summary of the summary of Big Brother. Fucking hell. Like, it's like Inception now.
All right. Well, you end it then.
All right. I'll end it. You want to see how a pro ends a podcast?
Yeah.
All right. Stand back and get ready. Thanks, ladies and gentlemen. You've been listening to, what's it called? Who Is She podcast.
Who is she?
Who is she? Tune in again next time where we'll be watching the next episode. So if you guys want to watch the next episode of the podcast with us, not with us, but like near the same time as us.
This is your ending.
Yeah.
So fucking... At least say the next episode's going to be fucking sick anyway, because the next one is the eviction episode.
Yeah, so if you want to keep up with us, that you need to watch... I know it's getting a bit confusing, but you need to watch episode 5 of Big Brother Series 1. And as we always do, we'll have a link to that in the description. Follow us on Instagram. There'll be a link to that as well, where we post funny pictures of this. And I don't know, have a nice...
Expect a lot of Henry Hoover content for the next week.
Yeah. And have a nice fun time in your life. You got a lot to live for, you know. You got a lot of things that people want, you know. You're attractive.
And even if you stop listening to this podcast forever, you know, you've got everything that a woman wants. You've got looks and you've got hype.
And hemp and height.
And hemp and height.
And you got a lot to live for. And if we didn't like you, we wouldn't be in here talking to you right now, would we? Anyway.
And also, fuck Invisible Andy.
Yeah, fuck off Andy. All right, bye everyone.
Bye.
Bye.